From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Myanmar's de facto national leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who is facing outrage over ethnic violence in the country, will not attend the upcoming UN General Assembly because of the Rohingya crisis. Thousands of Rohingya Muslims from villages near the border with Bangladesh are fleeing a military crackdown to the safety of the buffer zone along the border. Correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
Trapped by landmines on one side and armed guards on the other, thousands of Rohingya refugees are struggling to survive in the precarious no-man's land between Myanmar and Bangladesh. An estimated 370,000 minority Muslims have crossed the border fleeing a violent military crackdown. But these Rohingya are in a unique and uncomfortable position. They've made it out of Myanmar, but they're being blocked from entering Bangladesh by border guards, who say the number of refugees is growing by the day.
You can see from here, as I said, there is no habitation before 7 to 8 days. Now habitation is growing, it's going towards north. People are coming in numbers. They're in the open sky. They have erected temporary shelter, and they are staying here.
A barbed wire fence hems the Rohingya in on the Myanmar side, some saying they can see their villages from no man's land, but they're too afraid to go back because the way home is littered with landmines. UN aid agencies are trying to help the Rohingya, but they're not entering the buffer zone for security reasons. Bangladeshi officials say they've seen around 100 insurgents in the area, members of the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, the same fighters who attacked police and army posts in Myanmar a month ago, sparking the violence that hundreds of thousands are now risking their lives to escape.
Correspondent Ryan Brooks, this is VOA News. At least two Afghan policemen were killed and several people were wounded when a suspected suicide bomber blew himself up at an entrance to a packed stadium in the capital, Kabul, on Wednesday. The Afghanistan Cricket Board says all players are safe. There were no casualties inside the stadium. No one has yet claimed responsibility. A new survey finds the United States is the world's top small arms trader in a multi-billion-dollar industry, followed by Italy, Brazil, Germany, and South Korea. From Geneva, correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA on the Small Arms Survey's Trade Update 2017, Out of the Shadows.
The survey says at least $6 billion in authorized global arms trading took place in 2014, $200 million more than the year before. The survey shows the U.S. bought fewer small arms in 2013 when purchases declined from $2.5 billion to $2.2 billion. Nevertheless, it says the U.S. remains the world's largest importer of small arms, followed by Canada, Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, and Germany. The U.S. is also the top seller of small arms with exports of $1.1 billion in 2014. The report also highlights the role of the least transparent small arms sellers. Iran, Israel, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates got the lowest scores on the survey's transparency index of exporters. Israel, for the first time, has scored 0 points, while North Korea has consistently failed the transparency test. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A group of armed men broke into the compound of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights in Burundi's capital early Wednesday. There was no immediate word on damage or casualties for the break-in. Burundi has been in a state of political turmoil since its president won a controversial third term in 2015. U.S. security officials are ordering government agencies to get rid of products and services from Kaspersky Lab, a cybersecurity firm based in Moscow. The Department of Homeland Security issued the directive on Wednesday, giving agencies 90 days to comply. The statement said this action is based on the information security risks presented by the use of Kaspersky products on federal information systems. The department said the key concerns are ties between certain Kaspersky officials and Russian intelligence and other government agencies. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America.
That's the latest world news from VOA.